Your Honor, the defense would like to ask the court to suppress the government's identification of my client as the New York distributor for Defendant Lobos' alleged drug network and any related testimony or evidence. We submit that the partial sketch attributed to witness statements from Nomar Arciello and described in the affidavit as the primary evidence used to identify Mr. Egan was not, in fact, the sketch used in said ID.
What am I looking at, Counselor?
We believe that the identification for Mr. Egan was achieved through a facial recognition match of this sketch, completed by Isabel Ruiz, the 14-year-old daughter of Carlos Ruiz, head of the Soldado Nation. A sketch obtained from a 14-year-old in, no doubt, an environment of duress and undue influence from an overzealous AUSA. That's why they left it out of evidence.
It is your belief that the completed sketch was withheld in order to deceive the court? That's a very serious charge, Mr. Proctor.
Your Honor, the partial sketch was sufficient to identify the defendant and properly presented in the affidavit on that basis. We don't recognize this completed sketch, but I'm sure its lack of inclusion in discovery was a simple clerical error.
Excuse my tone, Your Honor, but that would be a pretty convenient clerical error.
I agree. The government's exclusion of the full sketch and the likelihood that it and not the partial sketch led to the idea of Mr. Egan as your suspect, it's hard to ignore.
Your Honor, putting aside the issue of the sketch for a moment, the plain fact is Defendant Egan was still arrested in that hotel room with Felipe Lobos in plain violation of numerous federal laws.
Even so, Your Honor, if the sketch is dirty, then every subsequent piece of evidence, every government action against Mr. Egan, including the tale leading to his arrest in said hotel room, is fruit of the same poisonous tree.